The parasha starts off, the parasha's Bikurim. You take the Bikurim, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you came to the Koyein, and you tell the Koyein, you got it, Yayoyim, Hashem Elokeach, Givosi, Elohot, Hashem Nishpa, Hashem Elohot, 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 Elohot. The mitzvah of Bikurim is not only the mitzvah of bringing the Bikurim, the Chedek is also the Mikra Bikurim, because he makes a whole declaration in front of Hashem. And the Torah, Parashah, and Zohar, V'samachta b'chala Torah, V'shenosan l'cho Hashem alakech, L'v'yisech ha-Torah v'alevi, V'asher v'ager, Shabbishabikibecho. You'll be happy with all the good that you have. After he makes that declaration, and I bowed in front of Hashem. We see the parasha's lengthy description of the union of Bikurim, of all what he speaks out and declares about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Basayif, the Torah says, V'samachta b'chol ha-Torah, you'll be happy with all the good that you'll get. And it's interesting that he's masaf for all these different things, Rabbi Yoivi Ovi, all the way back. It's not enough to bring the Bikurim. We need this whole declaration and proclamation. And the Chiddush says in the Shorosh HaMitzvah Pashki Savoy of the Mitzvah of Kriya Bikurim, Fisha Odom Ma'oirim Achshavoyis Mitzav L'vavo Emes B'koyach Devei Piv. A person can arouse himself, arouse his thoughts, and to designate and picture in his heart to Emes B'Koyach B'Divrei Piv, to the words of his mouth, he can actualize what he's thinking. Alkei Behetiv Eilav Hashem Yisbaruch Hu, V'Baruch Hu Oysu V'Esad Mosul Asas Beirois, V'Zochel L'Avim L'Beisel L'Kei L'Roi L'Oyre L'Vavoy, V'Divrei Piv V'Lashov Ki HaKol Egi Elav Yisadon Ha'Oilom. It's a time now to come to a recognition, an understanding, and a knowing clear, with a clear vision, they have called Yigia Lavei Ha'isakorek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, the Meresh Tanchuma, this week's parasha, brings down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although Kriya says over here, Bohu v'nishtah, the Pasuk says, Zesho b'akosu v'boi v'nishtah, v'nichol v'nivrich olif ne Hashem alikeinu, Hashem hoseinu. Lo Kriya v'chal shtach avay, v'nishtah v'la Kriya, what's the tool to show in this? Nishtah v'nichol v'nivrich olif, el atzofa moishu amoish v'ruch ha-kodesh. V'roh ha-beis ha-migdosh, osir le-choreif. Moishu Rabbeinu saw that the Beis ha-migdosh will eventually be destroyed, v'ha-bikurim ha-sin li-posek. Bikurim will eventually end. There won't be any mitzvah Bikurim anymore because the Beis HaMikdash is gone. Omad v'hiskin l'Yisrael sh'yimispa'alim sh'olosh pa'alim b'chol yoy. It's a Medrash Tanchuma. Instead, what was the in place of? You have to know with all the Gemaras who was Misakin the Tefillahs, but here Medrash Tanchuma Parashas Kisavo Yishtek Namar Yedik HaChidosh. Omad v'hiskin l'Yisrael sh'yimispa'alim sh'olosh pa'alim b'chol yoy 3 times a day. The Fish Raviva Tfilah Nakosh Bomb, whom we call Maisim Toivim, when we call our Rabbonis. Because it's more chaviv to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu three times. Now we know the Gemara says that the tefillos, the Gemara brachos, always tiknu from Yitzchak Yankiv, going on this manin. What is this yisoid over here that Moshe Rabbeinu is misaking the Ian of tefillah? But not only that, the Medrash and Chumah tells us that this institution of tefillah is in place, or it's taking the place of the Ian of Bikurim. You know, understand a little bit what Bikurim means, Rabbi Yisai. The Ul Ian of Tefillah, Omad V'Roah, She'o Sidin, what Lipatek Bikurim? And here he's misaking the Yisoid of tefillah. Now how we know it's even greater than called Maisim Toivim Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he did all Maisim Toivim, came Shenivshol Lo Shloim Kodesh Lo Shloim Spavo Ebra No Ve'era V'ma Kodesh Bo Al Toisiv Dabrei Lo Mashmo, that Hashem said stop, but if you continue it would have helped the Koyach of Tefillah is the greatest of everything, even me Maisim Toivim Mikol HaKorbanos. What's the mile of Tefillah, Rabbi Yisai? Call our Kabbanis. Why is it better than all the Kabbanis? What's the Yisoid? What's his connection to the Kurim? I mean, the Mefarsh on the Medrash say that the Smichas HaParashi is the next Parashi that talks about Tefillah a little bit. But we have to understand. Another we have to understand the Meredith Gising. The Yalkut Shemoni in Pintilim Kufbeis Pona al Tfilos Ha'aror V'loivoz Es Tfilosom. Hashem turned to the Tfilah of the Aror and he did Mevaz the Tfilah. Even the Aror, even the person who's Namish, not so Shkish Omer Av Yitzchok, says the Med Yalkut Shemoni Chabidoyos Omru. This Pasuk said for the future generation, Shein Lam Loi Koyin V'Novi V'Loi Beis HaMikdosh. They have no Kohen and no Novi and no Beis HaMikdash. Ela Tvila. She Chaper Ha Tvila. She Nishtayel Lahem. She Mispalem Oysa V'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. Al Tavaz Oysa Mehem. Have a Vloizu Ha Tvila Asim. So the Yalkut Shmoini, they have nothing less than Mechaper. They have no Koyach anymore. What do they have Beis HaMikdash? What's left? No Kohen and no Novi. What's left for Klal Yisrael? V'Loivoz Ha Tvila Asim. The tefillah, but which tefillah? That the Yalkut Shalom Shmoini, the tefillah from Rosh Hashanah. L'chor, we have to understand. We daven three times a day, every single day. What's meyuchid about the tefillah from Rosh Hashanah that says that's nishtar and that's left for them? There is where Klal Yisrael find today their solace. There's where they find their koyach. What about the tefillahs of every day? So with Matzio Salomon in Sefer Moedim, a beautiful shtickle, the Eshter shtickle, he goes to Mevayr, Ramiya the Gezach. L'choy, we have two nuschois of tefillah, Rabbi said. This is the Goyin's Kasha, the Ramiya the Kasha. And it's a Ramiya the Kachona for Rosh Hashanah. That Matzio brings, Shlita brings in the beginning, a Ramiya the Meiri. The Meiri says, what's this meaning, Be'ez Hashem, next to Moshe Shabbos? We're going to start the Eden of Slichas. Koyim Rosh Hashanah, who began the Achon of Elimut. So the Me'iri, Kimoshe Kodim Kol Chag, Dershim Bilchas Achag. Just like every Chag, 30 days before we start the preparations, learn the Halachas of Esrog and Lulav and everything, in order that we should be prepared and ready to be kind of the Mitzvahs B'Shleimus, and to start to misoyer us to the Yoni HaYoyim, K'moy Ken Alzeh HaTzaris is Pashad HaMinik. That became the Minik. B'harim Mekoyiz La'akim La'abas B'tfilim Min Rosh Chodesh Elul, like the Minik HaSvadim. To start Rosh Chodesh Elul, 30 days of Ulehoye HaShar B'Slichoyiz, K'dei Shiu Machshav Oysenu Zakoyiz U'Nikiyos B'Higi HaYoyim. Yotzu Rosh Chodesh Elul B'tayim V'Nichlas Tishrei B'Kdusha Yom Shloishim La'elul. U'boi Koyim Tishrei. So up there, the Halakha Meiri says We have to start making preparations, exercises. We have to start exercising, but not our physical muscles in the bodybuilding gym. We have to start exercising our koyach hatayra, our koyach hatvila. But more, that the meiri, that our machshavos, our thoughts, should be purified and worked out in order that the derech haderech of Rosh Hashanah should come. And our machshava should be clear and pure for that Helik Yontov of Rosh Hashanah Zotavi. But what does he mean? What is this hachona that we're making? The Svarim already started before Mitzvah Hashem. Next Moshe Shas will start with our slichos. But the hachona is not dabbing with the slichos. The hachona is in a mindset. What is this hachona? And this will be marked in the Shaila that the Goyin asks. The Goyin fragged the Mayer the Shaila. What is it, Rabbi Isai? It's a vepel de gezach. We have two nuschois of tefillah. The regular nusach on Yom Chol, when we daven Hashiveinu, Borech Aleinu, Rifa'einu, everything physical, we daven for physical inyanim, for Olam HaZedek inyanim. And on Rosh Hashanah, we daven the nusach of Zeh Yom Tchilas Ma'asecha, Malchiyas, Zichroinis. We daven Meloich Hakol Oyim Kulog V'Chvoidai. We daven V'Chein Tein Pachtecha. The whole tefillah is Mesoivit Pasher V'Am Malchus Shomayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malchus Shomayim. If we would ask the oilam outside over here, we'd ask anybody to go out and you ask what would be more appropriate on where to daven on Rosh Hashanah. When Sifrei Chaim of the Mishnah Sifrei Mesim Tzuchim Lefanav, on Rosh Hashanah is a day when everything's going to be Nidoi. Everything. Mi Yichyel, Mi Yomus, Mi Bekitzai, Mi Belay Bekitzai, Mi Yoni, Mi Yashir, Mi Yashbil, Mi Yorim. Everything in Olam HaZedek in Yorim is going to be Nidoi. Wouldn't it be appropriate, more appropriate on this Helik Atog? Rifa'enu! Hashiveinu! That should be our tefillahs on Helik HaDeh from Rosh Hashanah. We don't mention anything. Nothing came out about ourselves. What's the pshat? Look at different Siddur HaGrav and Psicha. Ki aloi lono liyikol l'amal an avshen b'yem adin ha'golo v'anoyer l'vag yishlichu mechilo v'chayim u'mozru bonim mi nifvi lai nifkad kayem hazeh children, everything. Boyach aleinu shma koyleinu. Add in the tefillahs on the side, this choyel and this. Nothing. All we're asking the whole Yisoy is Bakoy is Kavod Hashkun. Shgiz galak foyda v'teo machus v'yeda kofu'u. Ki ato fe'altoy. V'yomin ki yitzu. Ki ato yitzar to. V'yoymar. Kol ha'shun ha'shoma bi'apoy. That the ganze tefillahs v'shishone is all about somebody, about in Yoni Chayim, Oilam Hazeh. What's the Yisoid? So he brings the Merid, the Gezav, and the Nefesh HaChayim. What is Iyan Tefillah, Rabbi Yisrael Daven every day? What is Tefillah? What are we doing by Tefillah? What is the Yisoid of Tefillah? So the Nefesh HaChayim Perek Beis Yud Aleph Ika HaGodol She'in HaTefillah Shuklal Kavanosu L'chavir Rak L'choysif Koyach V'Kdusha She'kemo Ge'ish Ha'me'an She'achal Mashach Kolon Yonah V'Tzorchi Atz M'Neged. Just like a soldier puts everything in his life behind. What is the talent of a soldier? He gives his life. He gives everything in the world for the Melech, for his king. She is gathered in order that the king, that government, that country should have success. And the king should rise in power and further and further. That's who the sort of an Emes, a soldier. He's dedicated his life to the success of the king. Long live the king. Zot Tehelik and Nevesh HaChayim King Roy Mioi Lo'olam HaYoshar Losum Kol Kavanosu V'Torah Machshavta B'Tfilosoi Rak Lohoisiv Teis Koyach Boi Lomas HaKdoishim Yehov Koyach HaTfil and Nevesh HaChayim should to give Koyach to Ois Lelekim to give Koyach to the Ibn Shalom Kaviyon, we give the Koyach, he made that Metzid in the Briah, that his Malchus, he is Gal Malchusoi. That we should ask and bring out the Ruach HaTuma from the Olam. That's the Yisrael Tefillah. V'yisukun Olam Malachus Yisborach. V'loyan Yorim Tzorchi Atzmoy Klal. The soldier doesn't fight for himself. He'd rather be in bed sleeping, eating fireball balls. What's he doing? Out there in the world, on the war field, the battlefield. He's there for one purpose. Long live the king. And that's what we see in Tfilas Rosh Hashanah. From the beginning to the end. V'gam nusach Tfilas Kol Hashanah af shelefi pshutoi hanira unbelievable nefesh achayim. Even though basically it looks that we're asking for ourselves. Kikul mesul al ini sorchi atzmeinu v'arei boru l'kol meivim v'koyim hu mukhra. Shlo kivnu anshei sekras ha'gdoila al nirim v'pshutei pirush ha'milos levad. Even the tachlos of every tefillah is all sort of kavoyo achil ushmo yizborov al tzara shchina. So the MS of Chaim V'lojim says that the MS is no difference in tefillahs Rosh Hashanah. The words might be different, but the kavon is the same. Aber l'choyer what's pshat? If the kavonas are the same, why the nuschoy is different? So from at the Sio Moedik, up here Moshe, he was a certain tsar, a certain prince, ruler in the Medina, over Medina, that all his wealth came for a business that ever used to buy by him. All the builders of the city used to buy by him wood, stones, melet, cement, everything that's needed for a being. That's where he came his great wealth. This tsar was a very, very, very good person. He wanted always to do well with his Medina. He always wanted to give to them. And there, amongst the Medina was a certain mumcha in building, certain mumcha and had an architect that in his youth, the tsar was Menei Mekarev and brought him to his house and he made him stand on his legs. Until he became one of the greatest builders of the generation of this Medina. One day this builder came to the Tsar with a proposition that after thinking about all the good that he did within this Tsar, he would like now to build the Tsar, this great architect, great builder. He would like to build that tsar a tremendous palace, a beautiful armon for this tsar, to show his hakoros hatoiv for what he's been given. Obviously the tsar was very happy and he told him, my good friend George the builder, anytime you want, come into my stock. Go to my warehouses of building supplies. Take whatever you need. You're building me a palace. This is my parnasa. Anyway, this is why I have loads of this. Go to my palace. Go into my stock and take what you need to build this palace. Umayyomahu, from that day on, George the builder came in every day to that machsan of the Tsar where everybody's standing on long lines waiting to pay for their building supplies. He walks in, everybody's staring at him. 2 days ago he was on the back of the line. He walks right in, pulls out the bolts and nuts and this, very near, whatever he needs, showed him. Bikitsa, he comes every day with a big list, and they see walking in, walking out. I gotta get to know that guy. It's pretty good. Not bad. He walks in and out. He wants, takes whatever he wants, supplies. Making money. Looks Gavaldic. Good setup over here. He's in. He sells a petek. Doors. Puts on his back. There he is with his Arab on his back carrying his refrigerators. And Gavaldic, there he is. No one says, and everybody's wondering what's going on. Everybody's running to service him. All the servants of the Tsar. Everybody's mamish. We gotta learn the secret. What's the secret of this guy? this. So when they see this, they go over to him and they ask him, until it's plain to them, he's building a palace for the Tsar. He's building a beautiful Armon for the Tsar. You're building for yourselves. So if they're Moiridik, ay. Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, and Tfilas Choyl from Kol Hashanah is the Zel Bizarre. But the focus, the focus of the both of them on one thing. We're here for our tafkin in this world. Livnois malchutzois barach. To build in this world. To yimdach mach, this is the oilom haye hatachtoin. Shechina yisporach. To bring inside our lives and the lives of our families, and be'ez Hashem, we inspire others into their lives to bring what we understand is Malchusa Yisborach. To build HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Helika Palace Batachtoinim with honor and fame. And that be'emes we talk about openly on Rosh Hashanah, because that is the focus of the whole year. Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, the rest of the body follows the head. Let's hope that way, not other parts of the body. The rest of the body follows the head. The Rosh Hashanah, that's the time of year to establish the true focus of all our tefillahs. The Tfilas Rosh Hashanah explicitly states it. V'simloi chato Hashem levadecho levadoi al kol ha'olam v'yeda kol fa'ul ki ato fe'altoi v'yavin kol yitzur ki ato yitzaltoi v'yoymar kol asher shama v'yapoi Hashem alekei Yisrael melech. That's the tafkin and tachlis of the Gantz Rosh Hashanah. Ay! And when we do this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so happy because we realize the tachlis. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're building me. That's your true focus. That's what you're after in Olam Hazeh. Your whole tafkid, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Lalevov. That's truly what you want. Come into my machzan. What do you need to build my palace this year? You need money? You need a wife? You need children? You need a big check? No problem. How much? Larry, what do you need to build this palace? 2 billion? No problem. Come in, take what you want. What do you need? A wife? You can't be happy to build properly this big deal for me without a wife. You got a wife. Want children? No problem. Need health? Can't build if you're not healthy. Health, wealth, whatever you need to build this palace. And that's the yisoid of the whole yisoid of everything. Just the whole year we're also davening for it, but we're asking for the kelim to be able to complete this tafkid. When we were makish Rosh Hashanah, what our focus Rosh Hashanah was. So like the Eilik of Goyin, that's the emes of Shad and Elul, Ani L'doidi, V'doidi Li. When it's Ani L'doidi, when I establish a Rosh Hashanah that my tafkin and talent is l'doidi only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as l'doidi leads up the going, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what do you need? What do you need? I was talking about the show, that's the yisoid. The ganze, the preparation is the mezake, that machshava. Not to be blinded, but olam hazeh, and to lose the focus of what the tafkin is. That the tafkid is, that all the gashmias is not for that sake itself, it's not It's not a mean end in itself, it's a means to the end, to that task of a similar Hashem to Hashem Levadech. And even on Rosh Hashanah, we ask for Chaim, Zochreinu L'Chaim, L'Ma'an Cholekim Chaim. That the whole task of the entire Rosh Hashanah of Chaim, even, is L'Ma'an Chol, to serve as you. And that should be our task of the whole year to carry through. But it starts with Tfilas Rosh Hashanah. Tfilas Rosh Hashanah is the Yisod HaYisodis for all the Tfilas of the whole year. That's the Pshan, the Yalkut Shmoyni, the Levozel's Tfilosom. That's our tafkin. And that's why we understand why we need so many days to prepare. The preparation is not so much in the Etzem Tfilah, that's also true, to understand the Pirush HaMilus. But the feeling of Nefesh HaChaim is what we should be doing all year round, but Rosh Hashanah, to specially prepare to cleanse our machshavas and get it out of our mind that we're not after that tafkin in life. We're not after tafka, that pleasures, those pleasures. We're not after tafka having all those toivos for themselves. We want them for the tafkid of being able to serve as Hashem. It's a whole different outlook, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a whole different cook on life. It's a whole different koyach. And those are the koyach of tefillah, Rabbi Yisrael. We dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but with an understanding, a recognition, a cognization, whatever the word is. To be cognizant and understanding that what is this toy, who is it coming from, who we're getting it from, what's our tafkid, that if he's giving it to us, what should we use it for? So the recognition that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a merding, a koyach to be able to get more, because we recognize it comes from the Ibn Shalom and we understand that he's giving it to us for our tafkid, it's his. And we have to do something with the koyach that we get. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that we know what we're doing with it, we know it comes from him, we know without his giving it to us, we have no purpose having it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu give more. Because the more you have, the more you'll use it to mekadesh Shem Shamayim. The more the chosim that you have, the more you use it for tzedakah. The more koyches you have, the more tikkun shem shamayim. The more the wife that you have, you will help him, inspire her, and together you'll make it more tikkun shem shamayim. Children and so forth and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give more and more. But to those who understand what it's given for, that's the koyach of bikurim. A person takes his first fruits and Beit Mei wraps a gemi around it. His hard toil and labor went in to producing those fruits. Year or years or whatever much time I'm plowing, sand, planting the seeds, fertilization, all the different stages till he came to finally, through L'chayri, his Ma'asei Yadayim, produce this Helika red apple, this pomegranate, not apples, Rabbi Yisrael should have asked right away, Oy Shivas Aminim, this pomegranate, this Helika Rimon, so juicy, we can taste this juice coming out of those things, of Rosh Hashanah. He wraps a gemi around it, takes up to Yerushalayim, He makes a declaration. He declares all the toivos that Hashem did with him. He speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayivyinu l'makom hazeh. Vayitan l'masoret hazois. Eretz tov hazchor davosh. Vato hinei veisi esreish b'yadomo. As the Chinuch says. V'socho amro eloi re'elavavoy. Ki hakol higi eilo v'yezadoy no'olam. V'yisabechastov, and we relate Hashem's good. Hoydu l'Hashem ki toif, ki l'yoylam chastoy. Zot the helik echinuch, in other mekoimis, Now I can ask for more. Now it's time to ask for more. Avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give more. But to only those who realize and recognize and understand that Ito Yisbarach, that He gives it from His benevolence. Through His Ratzon, I have it. Not through the world to wear my hands. And because it comes from Him, I understand that I have a tafkid of tachlis to do with the matana that He gives me. No one matana that I have is truly mine. It's all me'ito yisparach. Now there's no danger to give Him more. Not only no danger, but there's a tach, there's a great, great revach b'Kadosh Baruch Hu to give Him more. Because He's somebody who knows what to do with what I'm giving Him. And this, I believe, is the emes of Pshat in the Gemara of Yisrael, the school of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Tazayin. So if the Gemara Rosh Hashanah dashes the Pasik, so the Gemara dashes the Pasik, Reishis, Kol Shana, Sherosha, Betchilosa, this is the land that Hashem's eyes, May Reish Hashanah, 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 Reish Hashanah Arach Rishona. Reish is up to Gemara. Kol Shana Shem Rosh B'Tchilosa Misasheres B'Sarfa. Any year which is Rosh B'Tchilosa becomes wealthy at the end. What does it mean that wealthy at the end in this birth with a good year? What's the pshad, Haloi? Why Dafka? Because you made it as a Rosh. You made it a poor. You made yourself poor, so Hashem makes you, it will make you rich. So Rashi. Sha'odom osa oisa rosh ke'oni hamavakish ala pesach. Like a poor person that comes to the door to beg, so is it on Rosh Hashanah. Zok tehelik granat pshat. It's not the pshat you come to Rosh Hashanah and say, there's wealth! I want more wealth. I got 100,000 in the bank. That's mine. I want 2, 3, 4. I have health, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, health. I want to even be more healthy. I want those bodybuilding muscles to be bulging. I want to walk into when I put on my tefillin in the morning, roll up the sleeve. People should see I can't even open up my sleeve. Can't get over the muscle. When I wear my tefillin, you can see how high my tefillin goes up. It's the tefillin shel rosh, the tefillin shel yad, almost on ogeya, zebazeh, for those muscles. I wanted to, Baruch Hashem, to have more health. I have happiness. I want more happiness. Zok teherikin, you're not a person who walks into Rosh Hashanah. Even what he does have, he declares to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ich bin an ani. Valdem yor, Israel yor. This year is new. This year is new Xeris. This year is a different tafkid. This year the Melech is a new declaration. We're co-coordinating the king for a new year. With this year has another tafkid which it had any other year before. And this is the year. What's going to be my job? What am I going to have? Pshat is last year's slate is wiped away. Everything has to be rizoicha. Everything I have to realize. I need a new bracha, a new schos. But kol ito yisparach. And if he declares, chas v'shalom, no health, no wealth, chas v'chalila. And if he declares the other way, if I come in and have that realization, ke'oni, I'm a vakesh ala pesach. This is one of the hardest madrigas. L'zakoy says, I say, chal to work on it for these days of Rosh Hashanah. Before preceding Rosh Hashanah, to purify and cleanse the mind, to realize I have nothing, to realize whatever I do have, it's from Hakomi Itoi, and if for 1 second it's Chayim Birtzoinoi, if for 1 second he decides opposite for Chas V'Chalila, it's gone. If for 1 second, split second, he says he's not going to pump into me the oxygen, it's gone. We come on Rosh Hashanah like a poor person with nothing. We have to be zoich in everything. But how are we zoich? We learned to be that ani and to realize an ani has to rely on somebody else for his support. That's the koyach of the tefillas Rosh Hashanah. That's the koyach of Bikurim. And those are the koyach of Yedet Tefillah Yedet Teg. The realization that I call me Yido Yisparach. Now's the time. These days before Rosh Hashanah to work on it. To mesaked it, our tefillas. To realize through that koyach of tefillah. There's no greater koyach, as Moshe Rabbeinu said. And the Rosh Hashanah is so many hours of tefillah, Rabbi Yisai. If a person has no shaykh as to what he's doing in tefillah, he might as well go home, go to sleep. Chas v'sholoim. On Rosh Hashanah, what is he going to do? Hours and hours of tefillah, and the tefillah is not the interesting zachen, like we know, davening for, who knows this and that. It's all about malchus yisbarach, but we learned today, that's the yisod really of all tefillah. So with these coming days, our job, it's like the Meiri says in Ezechiel's Chibur HaTshuva, to mezakeh the seicha, to purify our souls, to get us ready and prepared for that day of Rosh Hashanah with an understanding that we have nothing, with an understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tachlis and tafkid of all our tefillahs is laharim, to meirim malchus yisbarach. And then that's the zchus to be zeicha b'dim. Dr. Gemara, those school of Rosh Hashanah. The boy started to realize that Ibn Ishtam wants to give so much. He really wants to give. He just wants us to chuckle a little bit, to have true kavana, whatever the kavana may be. But every kavana, when it's an emesa kavana, is an understanding of the goddess. Of the koichas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he does want to give so dearly. I had told a story, I think, the last year of a certain Yid that lived in America, and he was a Baal Regel, a Baal Boss, and he davened with tremendous fervor. And there was another Baal Boss, maybe it was a Yeshiva Baruch Hu, whatever, a Baal Boss Yeshiva Baruch Hu, who was very jealous of this person's kavana and tefillah, how much action, how much koichas, how much heslavos was a tefillah. It's not like he walked in and he forgot if he said Baruch Aleinu 2 seconds after davening, or after Baruch Aleinu, did I say it or didn't I say it? It's not like he had to, after he finished davening every day, he had to make a birchas hagoimel for Yom Eid, for those who go overseas, he had to make a birchas hagoimel. He was in America, he was back, and he was there again. Shall two birchas hagoimels. He remembers being in davening, or better, he remembers walking in the garden in some village, in some beautiful garden that he knows nearby his home. And then he felt the most uncomfortable feeling walking in that garden. All of a sudden he felt two pounding fists on his chest. He couldn't believe in the middle of that walk in the garden, he felt two pounding chest, and then he realized in the middle of Slach Lanu. Aye, the Yushalmi says that Lashon, thank the goodness for our heads that know the bound made him. Think a little bit, Rabbi Yisai, we're holding 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. The Yisrael of Gantz Rosh Hashanah is Tefillah. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Slichos and more tefillahs and more tefillahs. What's going on here? Hachona, hachona, vaita for this koyach tefillah. But this person davened his regular shmona esrei with a myriad of kavanim, and his other yid was went over to him and wanted to know, tell me the secret. How are you zoich? What's the koyach? Where did you get such a inspiration? So he said, I'll tell you. When I was a young child, I have to be mocked him, he said. My house was always beautiful, meticulous, perfect, clean, myriadic. But one day, my mother called me down to the kitchen table, and she asked me to step into the kitchen for a while. She wanted to speak to me. And there was the most strange shite I ever saw in my house. In the middle of the table was a big vase or jar or jug filled to the rim, top of the rim, with water. And I didn't know what it was want. The floor, Baruch Hashem, looked, everything looked okay. Just nothing around the table, empty table with a big jug in the middle of the table with the water filled to the rim, mamish to the top. My mother called me over and says, Yankele, do me a favor, push the table, mama, so make a splash over the whole floor. We know how careful you are, Yenikoyim. Yankele pushed the table, so he was a little bit nervous, he was a little bit scared. My mother's nervous, so he just went up to the table and just maybe a little bit, he didn't want to do anything. Yankele pushed the table, so he gave a little shuckle, and boom, the whole potato overflowed, and the water started pouring out. So Yankele is up there, look at Mama, it's a Yankele, I want to teach you a Moiridika lesson. Of Ashtet in the Tvilus, Hashem is Mole Rachamim. The Benishim has Mole Rachamim Alamoy. He wants to give so much. That's the end of the Pash Bikurim V'samachta B'chol HaToiv. As the Chinuch says, V'ushe Yigroim. That's going to cause to have more and more bracha. The more we are davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there, so give a little chuckle and give a little nudge. So up to Yael HaGemam HaShem is Malei Rachamim. He's overflowing with Tavis. Is there a sign that the Bishop can give us for this coming year? Nachas Unbracha Vatzlocha. Is there a safe? Is there a limit? He's Mori Rachamim. He's full to the brim, ready to give. What do you got to do? A little shakel. Give a little shakel in that tefillah. And that pushes the jug over. Abyssal Kavanah! Kavanah is a tefillah! To understand that of Nehemi Atoimeh, Reb Chaim Brisco, Old Makim, and the whole Shmon Esrei. To stand and to know what we're doing, who we're asking from, what's our tafkid. But especially on Rosh Hashanah. We will stand and stand at Toikef, and hopefully we'll let out a little tear when we read, we sing, saying these tefillahs, mi yemi b'chmi b'mi mi mi yichyo mi yomus mi ba'eish mi v'mayim. Ah, when we have those tefillahs, so hopefully on Rosh Hashanah we'll have a little bit of feeling to open up our hearts and open our minds, open up our feeling that this is a serious matan. It's time to get down to business. It's time to be meichim. It's time to start asking. It's time to start recognizing that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atoy Vois. Everything comes from Him. Not to think for 1 second that it's mine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu 1 second can change the matzav. To be thankful for it and to recognize it. And to realize to just ask a little bit. Reb Shimshon Pinkus was a 6-year-old child. And his father, we met him over here, Reb Chaim Pinkus, used to speak for us. It was Shavuos night, and Reb Pinkus was going to shul to learn, and a little Shimshula, the 6-year-old child, wanted to go very badly. To learn Shavuos night like the big boys. He didn't know some of the big boys don't learn. No. But he wanted to go learn with the big boys. And he was begging his father, but his father felt 6-year-old boy is too young for this. I'll learn with him an hour or two in the house. And then he'll go to sleep. He'll be older. Then he'll be more mature enough to understand what a Shavuos night is. Learned a little with his son, and he didn't try to look as he left the house to see his son's eyes. and he left the house to go to the shul to learn. And in the back of his mind, he heard the call, the voice of his little son Shimshala, Tate, I want to go to shul for Shavuos night. And as he stood there in the shul the first 10 minutes, he was pulling at his heart back and forth. My son really wants to learn. Should I come? Should I come? And then he just said, I can't learn like this. Closed the Gemara, went home. He was thought, he'll see, he's probably sleeping. Maybe he'll wake him. Maybe it's right to wake him up, but he'll see the matzov. Maybe he's getting into pajamas still. He opens up the door and he's startled. Right before your eyes is the Shimshala, all dressed and ready to go. His father was a little bit startled. Shimshala, I told you to get ready for bed. I came home now, I thought, bear, but what's pshat? So he said, Tata, I just knew you were going to come. I knew you were going to come back to get him. Shimshala, how do you know? It's pashit. I just asked the Bari Olam from the bottom of my heart. I want to go. You ask for Rabbi Shmuel, who gives? It's hard for him to give. His father got a Muridikam Lima from this little Shimshala 6. He went on to be a Mashpia Golo B'Klal Yisrael Shimshala Harav HaGoyim of Shimshala Pinkus. At 6 years old, he already understood this lesson. When you truly ask for Rabbi Baruch Hu, you get. And he saw his meridik. Why is that? Because when we can understand, when we feel what we said today, when the kavana is truly asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means you're begging. And with all the sincerity of your heart, you ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pshat is because at that moment there's a deep recognition, toich, that he's the Melech HaOlam. And only he can give. And that's why I'm asking with all my strength from him. Me'ito Yisborach! And for no one else. Once there's a deep recognition, that's all I need. The cup runneth over. Hashem is Moli Rachamim. Rabbi Yisai, Rosh Hashanah is the Yoim HaTfila. It's when the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Lo'yitfonei El Tfila Lo'yitfonei V'lo'yit He turns to the tefillah of even the worst individual, even the person who's not the best. But because Rosh Hashanah, this person davens with a proper understanding of what it means, the Rosh Hashanah he could save him, of what it means, Malchus Yisborach. He's Hashem. This person has merit of Hatzlacha. We should be Zayichim. These days coming. We don't have the 30 days like the Sfaradim, but we have at least the 4 days of next week, next Motzei Shabbos, where we could start a little bit earlier. No one's going to be tied on Bal Tosif. We don't have to say the Stichas Dafka, but to get into that mindset and that mind, the frame of the mind of what it means, Malchus Yisborach, of what it means our taft in this world to build that palace. That's what we're doing. To arrange and understand our tefillahs every day are in that same kavana. And be'ezah Hashem Yisborach HaBoyisai. Anybody who cries out from the bottom of his heart will be answered. Anybody, HaBoyisai. I'll end with the fun. That story we once told over Juan Diego, who was sitting in a home for children. Somewhere in Panama, wherever it was, Mexico City. And Nebuch, he one day saw the procession of the king passing by. The king was sitting there with his wife and a couple of his kids. And this kid, Nebuch Juan, was so distraught. What does he have in life? Sitting in this home for abandoned children. No parents to look up to. So he started to write a letter. Dear G-D, I have no parents. I have nothing in this world. Please help me find some parents. Finished the letter. Love, sincerely, Juan. folded up the letter, put it into an envelope, addressed the letter G-D, and put it in the post. When the postman got the letter, he said, "Oh, this seems to be for me." No. He didn't know what to do with it. He was a blank. Never got a letter like this in life. Who do you give it to? He asked his supervisors. No one knew. They decided the only person close enough, Lahavdil, would be the prime minister, the president, the head of the Medina. This head gets the letter, and he's very, very perplexed. What's this letter to? Who's it to? Who's it from? He opens it up and he reads the letter. And as he starts to read the letter, a tear forms in his eyes. A tear comes out of the eyes of this president. Look at this boy, what he's going through. I'm going to take him for a child. He tries to look and he finds that home, the orphan home, the orphanage, pulls out Juan, brings him to the home of the Melech, and he lives happily ever after. And here he is, no. And the Maisa, he lives happily ever after. A tefillah from an 8-year-old, spick, pardon the expression, but from the depths of the heart. A true, true realization of who it comes from. He today is sitting in the palace, and maybe one day he'll be the prime minister. And he'll tell the story. This is the koyach of a tefillah, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the achon of Rosh Hashanah. To understand Machusa Yisborach. To understand that he wants to give just one ingredient. Push. Kavana. Know what I'm doing it for. And Be'ezah Hashem. Hashem will listen to our tefillahs on this Helika Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. And then Be'ezah Hashem, all year round, our tefillahs will be in Skabel. And will be Zoicha, Be'ezah Hashem, always. Tishana Toivu, Mesuke, Mesuicha, always. To the brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To have only bracha v'atzlacha, kol yimei chayei.